Okay, I'd like to thank Rabbi Willig for giving this shiur today, but for my own recordings, I'm also going to record a quick version of Daf Gimel of Brachos. We're at the top of Gimel Manaf, at Sof HaShmora. So Rabbi Eliezer said that you could reach Shema until the end of the first watching of the angels at night, which is at 10 p.m. Asks the Gemara, Ma'i Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? The Ikasava Shalosh Mishmar is Havei Alayla, if he holds that the night is divided into three watchings, Lema Ad Arba Shos, why doesn't he just say till 10 p.m., till 4 hours in? V'Ikasava Arba Mishmar is Havei Alayla, and if he holds that the night is four Mishmaros, Lema Ad Shalosh Shalosh, let him just say up until 9 o'clock, 3 hours. Answer the Gemara, Lo'olam Kasavar Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Alayla. Really, he holds that the night is divided into three watchings. V'ha'kamash malon. But he's teaching us, Deik Mishmaros Barakia, Veik Mishmaros Ba'ar. He's teaching us that there is this concept called Mishmaros in the heavens, which you can tell by actions that take place on earth. The sign of Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Alayla. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the night is divided into three watchings. When the angels sing Shira three times during the night, Val Kol Mishmar, Mishmar at each time, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shoeg Ka'ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sits and yells, like moans like a lion, he yells like a lion, Shneimar Hashem Yimaro Mishagu Mimaon Katsho Yitein Kolo, Sheog Yishag Al Maveu. So the repetition of the word Yishag here in the Pasuk Hashem from on high moans, and from his abode, his holy abode, he lets his voice yell. He yells at his abode three times, shows that Hashem cries out in the night three times. A similar davar. And the way we know about these mishmaros on this world is Mishmara Rishona Chamor Noer. At the first one, a donkey brays. Shnia, at the second, Mishmar Klovim Tzoakim, dogs yell out. The Shlishis Tinok Yonik Mishteimo. At the third one, the crying baby will nurse from its mom. The Isha Misaparis Mbala. And women are talking to their husbands. Now, the Gemara wants to know, when are these three Mishmaros? Ma'ika Chashav Rabbi Eliezer. How is Rabbi Eliezer considering these three Mishmaros? E Tchilas Mishmaros Kachashav. He's considering the beginning of the Mishmaros. Tchilas Mishmara Rishona. Siman Alamali. Why do you need a simon, a sign for the beginning of the first one? The beginning of the first one starts at Shkia at 6 o'clock. Or Tahu. That's nighttime at 6 o'clock. That's Shkia. E Sof Mishmaros Kachashav. If he's considering the end of the Mishmaros, 10, 2, and 6 a.m. Sof Mishmar Achron Alamali Simani Yamamahu. It's at daybreak. It's when the day starts at 6 a.m. Why do you need a simon for that? Ella Chashiv Sof Mishmar Rishon Utchilas Mishmar Achrona Vemtsayis Demtsayis. So the Gemara answer is number one. This is the time of the end of the first Mishmar, the beginning of the third Mishmar, and the middle of the middle Mishmar at midnight. Vibayasema Kulu Sof Mishmar Skachashiv. No, really. It's all the end. And if you'll tell me, we don't need the end of the last one because it's daybreak. It's for a person who's lying down in a very dark house. Even though the sun has come up, he doesn't know whether this man happened because he's in a dark house with the window shades closed. He doesn't know it's light outside. He doesn't know when the time to recite morning Shema is. Since a baby is nursing, and the woman is talking to her husband, he knows that it's 6 a.m. and it's time, Lekom Velikre, it's time to get up and read Shema. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei de Rav. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said in the name of Rav, Gimel Mishmaros Havei Halayla. The night is divided into three Mishmaros. I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar, Yoshua, Kosh, Baruch, Mishoi, Kari. At each watching of the angels at night when they sing Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and cries out like a lion. V'omer oy lebanim shavano semechafti espesi v'seravti sechali v'glisim leinu v'solam. And he says, woe is to my sons that because of their sins I have destroyed my Beis HaMikdash and burnt my home, and I exiled them to amongst the nations of the world. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Pamachas, Isim Halach B'derech. Rabbi Yossi says, one time I was walking along the way, v'nechnasti l'chor v'achiz m'chor v'sushalayim l'spal. I went into one of the burned out buildings, the ramparts of Jerusalem, to daven. But Eliyahu zachor latov v'shamar li ala Pesach. Eliyahu Hanavi came and waited for me at the opening of this rampart, ad shesiyamti tfilasi, until I completed my davening. Lachash the Yamti Tfilasi, after I finished my davening, Amarli, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Eliyahu Navi said to me, peace be with you, my master. Amarti lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. I said to him, peace be with you, my master, my teacher. V'amarli, B'ni, Mipnei Manich Nasal Chorvazu. Why'd you go into this burnt out rampart? Amarti lo, Lispal. I said to him, went to daven. Amarli, Hayelcha Lispal Baderech. You should have davened along the road. V'amaitl Messiah, Yisu Shem Yafsig be over Yidrachim. I don't want to daven on the road. People are going to disrupt me. V'amarli, you should have davened a short version, the Havinenu davening, a short version of Shmon Esrei, so as they wouldn't bother you in such a short time. So Rabbi Yossi says, at that time, I learned three things. What are the three things that he learned? I learned that you shouldn't go into burnt out buildings at all. Probably because it's dangerous in there, bad people hang out on there, shade them, we're going to see why in a minute. And I learned you're allowed to daven on the open road. If you daven on the open road, you should daven Havinin with a shortened version of Shmon Esrei. Now once he was asking about going into the rampart, he said, what sound did you see in this rampart? I heard a bas kol that was moaning like a dove. Woe is to the sons that because of their sins I destroyed my house. And I burnt my Beis HaMikdash and I exiled them amongst the goyim. It's not just this time that this Shechina says like this, Ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pamim omer eskach. Every day it says it, the Shechina says this three times. Lo zu b'vad, not only then, Ela b'shosh yisrael nechlas l'bat k'neses l'bat m'drosh z'von yehesh me agadol m'varach. Whenever the Jewish people go into shul and they answer, Amen yehesh me rabba m'varach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu minanei arosh shuv omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head and says, how lucky I am that they praise me in my house in shul. Woe is to a father. Why would a father exile his sons? Woe is to the sons who were exiled from their father's table. For three reasons we don't go into a burnt out building, a broken down building. People think if you're running into an empty building, you're going there to commit illicit acts, sexual acts, because it might fall down, and there might be shadim, evil spirits in there. Says the Gemara, there's suspicion of sexual activity. Typically, why do you need that reason? Why don't you just say it's because maybe it'll fall down? Says the Gemara, Bechadati, we're talking about new ones. Why isn't it enough of a reason to say because there are demons there? What do you need the other reasons for? Betray. We're talking about where two people went in, so we're not worried about shading if two people go in. E betray chashad nami leka. If there's two people, then you're not worried about illicit relations. Also, just like there's no yichud with two men and one woman, you're not worried if two men go in there to a rampart. Says the Gemara, betrayu pritse. It's two people who are known to be prutsim, licentious people. Mipnei hamapolis. What do we need the reason of that? We're afraid that it'll fall down. V'tebekli mishum chashadu mazikin. Why isn't it enough to have the other two reasons? Says Gemara, betray v'kashre. Two people and they're tzadikim, so we're not worried that they're going to do znus. Mipnei hamazikin. What do you need the reason of shadim? V'tebekli mipnei chashadu mapolis. Bechurva chadati uvetray v'kashre. Bechorba chadati uvetray v'kashri. Yeah, it's talking about new ramparts and two people, and we're not suspecting them of znus. So that's why we need the reason that it might fall down. That's why we need the reason of shadim. It says Gemara, e betray mazikanami leka. But if it's two people, there aren't going to be shadim. Says the Gemara, bimkolman chayshinon, where we know there'd be a lot of demons, we are worried about demons even if there's two people. Others say, really, we're talking about only one person. We're talking about a brand new rampart which is out in the desert, out in the midbar. It's out in the open field. We're not worried about the illicit sexual acts because there aren't women there. There are shadim there, but women aren't going to be there out in the middle of nowhere that you're going to commit zinus with them. The Gemara continues. The night is divided up into four watchings. Divrei Rebbe, Reb Nosson or Mishalosh. Reb Nosson says three watchings. My time is Reb Nosson, Dixiv. So Reb Nosson says three. Dixiv Hayava Gidon U Mea Ish Asher Ito B'Ktzeh Machane Rosh Hashmor Zatichona. He came in the beginning of the middle watch. Now, if there's a middle one, it's got to be three. Tana Ein Tichona El Shesh Sheyesh Lefaneu Lachra. It's got to be that there's one before it and one after it. The Rebbe, my tichona, achas min netena shevetichonos. Rebbe says it means one of the middle ones. Rabbi Nosson, mi ksev tichona shevetichonos. Tichona ksev, it says the middle one. My time with the Rebbe, I'm Rabbi Zerik, I'm Rabbi Yam, I'm Rabbi Shubba Levi. Kosvech, I'm a chatz, a slay lakom, hold us lucha, I'm shvetei tzivkecha. One pasuk says that David HaMelech would get up at midnight to thank Hashem. Kosvech, I'm Omer, kid mwena hashmoros. The other pasuk says, no, he woke up early in the morning. Haketz, that I woke up two Ashmoras early. Really, each Mishmar is 3 hours. There's four throughout the night. Rabbi Nosson, Savalok, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Nosson holds like Rabbi Yeshua, this night, Shomar, Shal Shos, Shekin Derech Malachim La'am, Shal Shos. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, says that really you could say Shema up until 2 hours into the day, the beginning of the third. Shis, the Leila, Vatarti, the Imam, 6 hours of the night, and two of the day, Havalish, Day Mishmaros, that's a total of 8 hours. Two Mishmaros, Rav Ashi, Amram, Mishmara upal ganami mishmaros karlu. Rav Ashi says, no, that's really a mishmar and a half. And a mishmar and a half is also called mishmaros in the plural. Amr Bezrik, Amr Rabbi Ami, Amr Rabbi Shubban Levi, Ein Omdin Bifnehem, Ein Omer Bifnehem, El Dorav Shal Mesu. You're not allowed to speak in front of a dead body, us, anything else aside from stuff that has to do with the dead body. Amr Rabbi Abba Rakan Allah, Amr on Elbidere Torah, that's only by Torah thoughts. Awa Mili Da Alma, Leslan Baba, you can talk sports in front of a dead person. Vegadami, what do you mean? Amr Rabbi Abba Rakan Allah, Amr on Elah Filu with the Torah. The Kolshkin Mili Da Alma, you certainly can't talk sports, even Torah, you can only speak about Torah that has to do with dead, the halachas of dead people. Asks the Gemara of David, did David get up in the middle of the night? David got up already at the very beginning of the night. I would get up early in the middle of the night to call out to Hashem. So you see, Neshef means night. He means, yeah, I got up earlier. He means I never went past midnight sleeping. Rabbi Zera Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayam Misnam Neim. Rabbi Zera says until midnight he was dozing, kisos like a horse. Bikan Veilach Hayam Misgabrik Ari. From then on he was strong like a lion. Ravashi Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayosu Midevito. Ravashi says until Chatzos he would learn. Bikan Veilach Mishiras Isishbachos. And then after Chatzos he would sing praises to Hashem. Veneshef Ordu, asked the Gemara, is Neshef really night? HaNeshef Tzafrahu, Neshef is the morning. They say, Vayakim David me HaNeshef Ad HaErev, L'machrosam. Ask the Gemara, my love, mi Tzafra Vad Leila? That sounds like it means morning to night. Lo, me Ordu Vad Ordu, it means from night to night. Yehach Elichtav me HaNeshef Ad HaNeshef, if Neshef means night, let it write from Neshef to Neshef, O me Erev Ad HaErev. Elamarava, Trey Nash, we have it. No, there's two Neshefs. Neshef Leila, V'asi Yamama. When the night ends, the day comes, Neshef Yamama, when the day ends, of Asulayla. So Neshef could either mean night or it could mean day. Asks the Gemara, would David mihava yada paga de leila emas? How did David know when it was Chatzos to begin saying Tehillim? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu lo yahava yada. Moshe didn't even know when Chatzos was. Nixiv ka Chatzos halayla. Moshe says, around Chatzos is going to be Makas Bechoros. Ani yotze b'soch mitzvayim. My kachatzos. What does it mean kachatzos? I lay medar alei kachabrichu kachatzos. Hashem couldn't have said kachatzos. Mi yikasveka kamish maya. Hashem doesn't have a suffix about this. Ela d'amar lei b'chatzos. Hashem said adchatzos. But Moshe didn't know when that was. Vasi yuvamar kachatzos. Alma m'sapkele. He didn't know what it was. So how could David yes know if Moshe didn't know? David have a yodad. How did David know? Answer the Gemara. David had a simon. David siman havalei d'amar rav acha. Barbiz n'amar rav shimon chasida. Kinar ha'atel l'mali mitosa shal David. There was a harp hanging on top of David's bed. It came in shikia chatzos laila. Once chatzos of the night comes, a northern wind would come and blow through the harp and it would play by itself. David would then get up. That was his alarm clock, the harp, and he would immerse himself in Torah study until dawn. When the dawn came up, so the Chachamim came to him. They would say to him, King David, your people need food. The rich people should give to the poor people food. We don't have enough. A small little fistful can't keep a lion satisfied. We can't just keep dipping from the same wells. So make a war and take money from the neighboring countries. They would go ask Achitofel for advice. They would ask Sanhedrin to be able to make a war. And they would ask the Urim Metumim. The Urim Metumim was Hashem's name that was in the Choshen. They would have to ask before going out to war. Amar Rav Yosef, how do you know this is true? Pasuk says, "V'acharei Achitofel b'nayo ben Yehoyada." After they asked Achitofel's advice, b'nayo ben Yehoyada was the general. They asked him, "Have Yosef asad tzva l'melech Yoav?" Achitofel zayoav. Achitofel is the advisor. V'cheinu omer v'atzat Achitofel sheyos b'yamim mahim kasher yishal b'dvar ha'elokim. And Benayahu ben Yehoyada, Benayahu was the Sanhedrin. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. Vav Yasar, Elu Urim Vetumi. He was the Kohen Gadol, so he was the Kohen. Vechinuam Benayahu ben Yehoyada la Kresi vala Plesi. He was in charge of the either Kresi Plesi means Sanhedrin, or it means Urim Vetumim. Their words cut like a knife. And then afterwards they would ask the general. And we will stop here. Thank you for listening.